information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Water, 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 water. Water's like the juice of life. I mean, it just is. But it is amazing to me how something so simple, so pure, in this day and age can be made so darn complicated. I actually saw a water bottle that said zero calories and zero cholesterol with zero trans fats.
Oh, God. It's crazy. That happened.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. What is it? So let's talk about plastic. Let's pick on plastic water bottles a little bit, because I really want to tease out, like, what is the best water for people? This is a question that I get all the time. And when I taped my show this summer on the Varia Living Network, Myth Defying, we did an entire episode about water. But I just heard that Hartford, Connecticut, all right, when I was just there this weekend. Well, I was actually in New York City. It was lovely snow, but they banned plastic water bottles. Why do you think so, Dr. Decker Weiss?
Well, plastic water bottles are not sustainable. It's just the landfill space they take. I've heard 50 to 100 years to break down, and when they break down, they're breaking down into these oil distillates. They're also leaching plasticizers into our soil that are estrogenic. They simply aren't sustainable. And I don't... This might be a bias, but I don't see the plastic industry making a big effort to recycle. I see communities making big efforts, but I don't see the plastics industry. Do you?
But here's one of the... Yes, no, I don't. But here's one of the things that makes me so crazy. Because we know that plastic is horrible for our environment. There are xenoestrogens that those estrogens can... Xeno meaning, you know, sort of... very strong environmental estrogens can leak into your water. Then you drink that water, they get into your body. Estrogen is great, but as we know, it tells cells to grow and proliferate, and sort of unbridled, it can be very mm-hmm. problematic, causing inflammation, causing cancer, causing hypertrophy right. of organs that it's nasty, nasty, nasty. But people are always like, hey, bottled water is better. We know that plastic is bad, and people will say it's bad, but we have bottled water is better than tap water. And so I think there's got to be another way. I mean, because it's too convenient. Once again, it's like convenient food. We know it's bad for us if it's not chosen appropriately. Convenient water, it's plastic. What can we do to get people to drink clean water, but out of glass bottles?
Well, I think number one, it's not going to come from the industry. We have to stop believing that Big Brother is going to take care of us. I see this all the time. Oh, if the vaccines were dangerous, then they wouldn't have them out. Not true. We don't know, or we have ideas on it. If that drug was dangerous, it would have never been approved. Get your head out of the dirt. The plastics industry is not going to be our friend and protect us from estrogen-based cancers such as prostate, ovarian, uterus, breast. They're not going to protect us. And these landfills are getting overwhelmed. I absolutely applaud Hartford, but I'm a hypocrite. I like Evian water. I don't think all bottled water is great. I think some of it's great. I think, you know, Voss, and it made me so mad because I love Voss and they put it out in plastic. I'm like, what are you doing? You're doing it. But we have to understand that this is going to have to be more of a grassroots movement, and it's going to have to take some leaders like Hartford, Connecticut, to shut down the plastic water bottle industry. I walked around Haiti, Holly, and there's thousands of plastic water bottles everywhere. No garbage, no anything. And they're just floating everywhere. Uh-huh.
So people get scared, though, of tap water. And when they see bottled water, there's a marketing, there's the marketing machine that we have to, you know, the seductive marketing machine that was like, okay, that people think bottled water is better than tap water. Bottled water is better than tap water. It is true that if you go to your city and you ask for the latest water report on the water that you would drink, especially in some of the larger metropolitan areas, mm-hmm. your tap water, there's a chance that you are going to be drinking on a daily basis many contaminants that you do not want in your body. Isn't that true?
Well, it's very true. And in Arizona, where my practice is, we drink reclaimed golf course water a lot of times. I mean, it's bad. And also, like, the city of San Diego came out and said they can't keep the estrogens out of the water. Why? Because we keep dumping plastic in landfills and it's leaching into the water table and they can't keep it out. So they're bathing and showering and drinking out of the taps these estrogen bases. So what are we having to do? We're going to have to go deep into earth and pump it out. And what are we doing? We're pumping it into plastics that's going to make it worse. There's only a couple solutions, Holly. I mean, one of the things we did that helped us out a lot is we did get the home service with the more stable plastic ones that we recycle that they come fill. That saved a lot of water for us. It did. And other than that, it's glass. And I don't know what else. That's the only thing to do. I don't think most tap water is safe.
I have a suggestion.
Holly. Okay, let's hear it.
There is something. So, okay, here's the thing. Water is amazing for you. I mean, your body is made up of, you know, 90% like water. I think dehydration, first of all, is causing a lot of hunger pains that people are overeating and over caffeinizing. Is that a the drink is too much caffeine?
We're going to
they're over caffeinizing throughout the day, and they've got to stop that because they're dehydrated. Believe me, in that middle of the afternoon where you start to get that slump, if you just take 16 ounces of water instead of reaching for that second cup of coffee or Diet Coke, you know that is going to feel so much better, and it's better for you in the long run. Now, here's what I've chosen to do. There is a filter called Berkey Water Filter, okay? It's B-E-R-K-E-Y. If you go to berkeyfilters.com, it is this absolutely amazing water filter. So I filter my tap water, and then, of course, okay. I take that filtered tap water. I did a lot of research on this, and the Berkey system was the best. And it's actually a portable thing where I can go camping with it, and I could actually take this. Or if we had an earthquake, I could take it and put my pool water in there, and I would get clean, safe drinking water. I could take it camping into the river, clean, safe drinking water. And so then I have my trusty glass water bottle that I take everywhere with me. Now, this is the embarrassing thing. It happens to be a Pinot Grigio bottle. And here's the reason why. I've tried every water bottle. And when I'm active and I like want to take a drink, they've got such wide mouths that I will spill it all over myself. So there's this Pinot Grigio bottle, which was a screw cap. And I was like, that's a cool bottle. And then it's got this small like bottle neck. It's like, it's awesome. And so I have to explain to my patients that I am not drinking white wine during my visits. But I love this bottle so much. But so that was our solution, and it's worked like a charm. And, you know, sometimes if I'm running through the airport, I will snab a plastic water bottle, or I'll forget my clean canteen when I'm going on the airport. But by and large, I've been able to cut down on the use of plastic significantly, and also make sure that I'm drinking safe water.
Yeah, and the airport's always tough. It is, and it's there. And I do feel that tap water is in general safe. Without a filter?
No, I don't. I think that you actually should. You can contact your city. You can ask for a report. And those are available to you. And I think, and you can also sort of just do a home. I think that more information that you have, the better off you are. When information and understanding about your situation is empowerment, because then you can choose. New York City has amazing tap water. It's good. It's clean from what I know. Okay. But don't take, like, I'm taking people's word for it. Like, I've sort of heard this. But I think it's important that people can do their homework by being able to understand, have somebody come out and test your water so you know. Then you can choose safely for yourself and your family the risk-benefit ratio. And then you can install whatever it is. The Berkey filter is actually, it's not that expensive. It's not something that you hook up to your whole household. You can lift it up. I pull it underneath the tap,
it was like,
and I fill it up probably two or three times a day. I fill it up. It's awesome.
But I like the idea that if you lose, I like the idea that if you lose power, you can run it too. And so,
yeah.
I think that's a good idea, but we have to get away from the plastic. Listeners, it's just not sustainable. And if you drink plastic and you're used to your Fijis and all that, take it to the little bit of plastic bottles we do get. We put them in a bag because we don't have local recycling for plastic, and we take it back and we dump it at Whole Foods.
It's very important. It's not going to go away. I think when we talk about water, we've got to get in, but we must reduce our use of plastic. We can reuse glass water bottles. Think about berkeyfilters.com. But when we're talking about water, don't be seduced by the skinny water, the vitamin water. Drink your water. Make sure it's safe. Make sure it's clean. But by all means, drink up.